We're talking with Katrina Fry from Fry Vineyards in California. Welcome to the program.
I'm thrilled to be talking with you today.
You too. We are so excited about Christmas. And on your website, there's a whole selection of wines. And we wanted you to kind of alleviate our confusion as to, you know, since we're not the expert like you are, maybe you can tell us what is good with what dish. For instance, our main dish this year is going to be prime rib.
A prime rib to me screams a hearty Syrah or a Cabernet Sauvignon. And you'll be happy with either of those wines because they're both full-bodied and, of course, all organic and made with no sulfites and fruity. So you'll have that wonderful complex layer of fruit forward.
Yeah.
Flavors.
Well, that's what distinguishes you from other wineries is the organic wine that you produce. And I like to tell people that there are a lot of wines that call themselves organic, but really they don't look at all the ingredients, including the yeast. So you're a truly organic winery.
You're right. And people should look for that USDA seal on the front of the bottle that shows that both the grapes are grown organically and the processing is done without any synthetics.
Well, here's the other issue with wines, and a lot of people don't know this, and that is the other things that are added to wines, yet they don't have to list them. Is that still the case?
That's right. It's interesting to note that alcohol is the only product that we put in or on our bodies that doesn't bear an ingredient panel. Mm-hmm. And many people are shocked to find out that in a conventional bottle of wine, there can be flavor enhancers and enzymes and acid adjustments, none of which have to be on the label. So again, that's why you're looking for a wine that bears that USDA seal on it.
We talked about the prime rib, which is going to be our signature entree this year. And some of the side dishes might also require some wine in the dish. For instance, when we reduce the prime rib and make a sauce, we usually put a splash of wine into the pan, which is, you know, and scrape up that fond that's on the bottom. And That's the basis for our sauce. Now, would we use the same wine for that as we're going to drink with the dish?
Well, you certainly could, but you could also look at our natural red wine, which is a table blend. It's actually our most sold wine because the price is right. Around the country, you're going to find it for $9.99 a bottle.
Wow.
And it's all organic. And so, you know, for a cooking wine, it's economical, but again, still meets all those organic standards that
Yeah, it's funny. We were just talking about that with dishes, you know, they say don't use what's called cooking wine in the store. You know, you see it on the aisle in the grocery store. If you want a headache, then use that.
It's often high in sulfates. Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't add any sulfates to your wine.
Any sulfites.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking that for cooking, just deglazing purposes, that the natural wines would be the best choice.
We have a natural red, which is our red table wine, and then we have a natural white, which is mainly Chardonnay with a little splash of Sauvignon Blanc. And for example, any kind of chicken dish that you're doing, that would be a great wine to just have on hand.
Well, I'd like to talk about your Viognier for a second because a lot of people don't really understand what that is because you don't see it all that often anymore. Maybe there's a resurgence. There are a lot of people who are real aficionados when it comes to that particular type of wine. Can you explain what it is?
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's a varietal that is not real widely grown in the United States. It's a French varietal. We have a few acres of it, and it's turning out to be a wonderful wine. It just won a gold medal at the World Wine Competition, the 2018 tastings. It has lovely flavors of Asian pear and custard apple. It's known for its velvety character. Mm-hmm. Wonderful wonderful holiday wine.
Now, as far as if we were going to do, some people, of course, don't eat meat, but they'll eat fish for mm-hmm. Christmas dinner. And I like to do a nice halibut or other firm white fish on the medium to firm side and poach it in a red wine. Now, would that be something you would recommend the blend for or something else?
I think for that, I would look towards our Pinot Noir. It is the lightest body and the most delicate of our red wines, so that it wouldn't completely overwhelm the flavor of the of your halibut, but it would still result in a beautiful rose pinky color dish that you would
have pretty.
After poaching it in the Pinot Noir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes you do it with a little bit of star anise. I don't know if that would affect the flavor, but
I think it would be that would be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're making me hungry, Elizabeth.
I know. Well, that's my job. But, you know, you bring it to the table, these fillets that have been poached in the red wine. And when they cut it, you know, it's snow white on the inside with the red wine on the outside. It's just a fantastic idea for people who don't eat meat for Christmas. And the coq au vin, you know, some people will eat chicken, but not red meat. And the coq au vin, I know some people use a light red for that. I like to use a good white, but of course that's it's all up to interpretation. What would you recommend that I use?
I think the classic choice would be a Chardonnay.
Okay.
And that might be a dish where you would cook with the same wine that you're going to drink with it. I think Chardonnay would work all around.
Now, for your whites, do you do the malolactic fermentation, or?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's part of our process of how to make a stable wine without adding the sulfites.
Well, in case people don't...
We also ferment mainly in stainless steel, so we don't have the heavily oaked Chardonnays that maybe some people associate with California Chardonnays. Ours are fresher and livelier due to the stainless steel fermentation process.
So it gives a brighter flavor to it.
That's a great way to describe it.
And, you know, that's what the malolactic fermentation is. It's these fine steel, well, in your case, it's steel. I don't know if everybody uses steel, but it really produces a clean wine. And then you age some of your reds, is that right?
Yes. Yeah, right now, if you go on our website, you'll see 2015 and 2016 vintages are available. Our red wines age very well for 8 to 10 years, we say. Most people don't age white wines, including fried vineyards, so a good rule of thumb is to drink the wine within a year of when it's bottled for a white wine.
Now, if we were going to do, we're doing a chocolate Yule log for dessert this year. What would you recommend with that? You're doing fortified wine, right?
Yeah, well, you know, a really luscious drink with that would be our organic Desertage Port.
Wow.
It's a 2002. It was the first certified organic port produced in the United States, and it's really a treasure. You'll find it on our website.
Now, I imagine if people
would make a great holiday gift.
I was going to say, if people want that, they should probably look at your website and do it rather quickly, because I would think that's sort of a limited quantity item.
It is. And also, speaking of Christmas, the last day to ship east of the Rockies is December 15th, and guarantee Christmas delivery. The last day for west of the Rockies is December 8th to 18th to guarantee delivery by Christmas.
Okay. Well, that's really important information. And side dishes, also an alternative dessert rather, if you don't want the heavy, you know, chocolate after a big meal like a prime rib, mm-hmm. you can do, this time of year, the pears are beautiful. You could do a poached pear. I've done it in both mm-hmm. red wine and white wine, red wine with some cloves. And I don't know if you've ever come across somebody who needed a wine for that, or if you have a recommendation there.
Let's see, for a red wine to poach pears, you might consider a Zinfandel. It's the classic wine of Northern California, mm-hmm. and it's got all the brambly flavors, the blackberry and currant and raspberry flavors, which would complement the pears very lovely.
Well, I have to say that Fry has always been the choice of our family, and I hope people will go to your website. It's frywine.com.
Frywine.com. Thank you, Elizabeth. Yeah.
And just look at the work that you're doing. It's really outstanding, and it speaks to the idea that you don't have to get a French wine or an Italian wine to have a quality wine. You can get one right here in the United States. And we so much appreciate having you on the show.
Oh, thank you. I hope everyone has a chance to have some wine, cooking with wine adventures over this holiday season, or pairing your holiday dishes with a lovely glass of organic Fry wine.
Well, I can tell you from experience, cooking with wine is a lot more fun than cooking without wine. So we thank you.
I have a little magnet on my refrigerator that says, cooking with wine is really fun. Sometimes it even goes into the dishes.
That's right. You might want to buy a couple extra bottles from Katrina just in case, because her wines are really good. So we hope to have you back very soon, because, you know, we have a lot of holidays coming up, including Valentine's Day and that sort of thing. But we thank you for your time. We know you're busy this time of year.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Happy holidays to all.